Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Morrell dancing off of first. The pitch to Brennan is roped in the left. It's a base hit. Punch right through the hole between short and third. Solid single. Brennan Davis, the Cubs in business right away here in the top of the first inning. There goes the runner from first. Hearn pulls one off of the second baseman's glove into right. Hard hit by Hearn, bobbling it in right field as well. Brent Roberts and tanking third, Pedro Ramirez. The Cubs get a break, and they were definitely owed a couple here based on how this week has gone. But if that was caught by the second baseman, Zamora, that was going to be a double play because Ramirez was running and trying to steal second. Instead, that ball was hit so hard it went off of the leather. Hearn singles. The Cubs are once again threatening with runners at the corners, nobody out for Ravage Garcia. And Brennan Davis now with an RBI chance. First, though, a mound visit. Jason Erickson, the pitching coach for Beloit, will go out there. So Brennan Davis steps in. Davis already with a hit. He singled last inning. The Cubs are getting to Alex Williams early. And here comes Davis. So a run is in on the RBI ground out by Ravage Garcia. Garcia's second RBI with the Cubs. Here's the 2-0. And that's roped to third off of Cappe in the left. Hit hard by Brennan Davis. It's an RBI base hit. Would love to see the exit velocity of that one. That one was barreled. Cappe couldn't handle it. He put the glove right around his hat on the RBI ground out by Ravage Garcia. Then Garcia was plated on the throwing error by the pitcher, trying to pick off a runner. Rojas bounces this ball left side, backhanded by Olmstead in the hole. The throw to first is not nearly in time. It'll be a base hit for Jefferson Rojas. Rojas is at first, Brennan Davis at second. Ryan Calmer on deck, 3-2 on Piñango, one away. And he'll lace this one out to the left center field gap. Slicing, not being able to make the play. Mark Coley, he dove for it. It'll roll all the way to the wall. The Cubs are going to score two. Piñango into third. It's a two-run triple. And it's 5-0 South Bend. That one was hammered. Coley gave it his best effort in center. He dove for the ball, came up just short. It was a do-or-die play. If he caught it, it was one of the most majestic catches you're going to see. He did not make the play. And the left fielder then, Cobiero, had to go all the way to the fence to retrieve it. Piñango brings in two ribbies. All five runs for the Cubs here in the second. 5-0 Cubs. Infield in for Beloit. 5-0 Cubs. Calmer dribbles one out to short. Short hop by Olmstead. His only play is to first, and another run is in. Calmer gets an RBI on the 6-3 ground out. Good play by Olmstead. He charged on it. Piñango was going home, and it's 6-0. Cubs with a sixth spot here in the second, and they give Beloit a little taste of their own medicine because Beloit has done that to the Cubs a number of times this week. The West Michigan Whitecaps doubled up the Great Lakes Loons today, 8-4. Ravage Garcia bunting, and it's perfect. It'll be a base hit. Garcia noticing the third baseman Cappe was playing far back. Garcia laid down a perfect bunt. It's going to be his first hit of the day, and that stops the end. The pitch to Calmer is popped in the air out towards right. Roberts towards the track, still running. He's diving, and he can't make the play. The ball's all the way at the wall. Piñango is going to be waved around third and come home to score. Oh, that ball just kept on carrying with the wind blowing out to right. It's a double for Brian Comer off the wall in right, and the Cubs swipe the lead back. It's 7-6. First pitch of the inning, Comer puts the Cubs back in front. Here comes the pitch right here. He struck him out, and the Cubs win. Cubs take the Sunday finale in Beloit. They have to do it in extras, but in 10, the Cubs beat the Skycarp 8-6.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.